In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with sincere hearts and confess our sins to God our Father, and to plead in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ for his forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
Almighty God, as your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, ascended into the heavens, so may we also ascend in heart and mind and continually dwell there with him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Of his power toward us who believe.
according to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. This is the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
the 24th chapter. Then Jesus said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you. To everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written, that Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sin should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. You are witnesses to these things, and behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with the power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. And while he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple blessing God. This is the gospel of the Lord.
God, not
sermon for today is from Luke chapter 24, verses 44 through 53. It is a sermon from Pastor Gregory. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text from the Gospel of Luke. Then Jesus led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple blessing God. Who expected this from the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger? After all, Jesus was born in the little town of Bethlehem and raised in the sticks of Galilee. His mother was young and poor. Her husband was a blue-collar worker. The best his child could expect was to follow in Joseph's footsteps, learn his trade, and then work until he died. But he didn't even have it that good. His life got tough the moment he stepped into the Jordan River with sinners. He was tempted by the devil in every way that we are, though without sin. He lived in poverty and contempt. He suffered terribly, was mocked, whipped, spat upon, abandoned by friends, forsaken by God, crucified like a criminal, and buried in haste. He knows the worst of what it's like to be human. He knows what it's like to be frail flesh and blood. He knows the depths of sin and of life under the shadow of death. He has the scars to prove it. Jesus came down to be one of us. He is from our neck of the woods. He is our brother. Considering where Jesus came from and what he went through, no one could have guessed where he would end up. It wasn't the grave. He rose. But that's not even the last surprise. His disciples had no idea. They set their sights too low. Their wildest dreams were of Jesus sitting on an earthly throne, ruling Israel and giving them a good life. But 40 days after Easter, Jesus does something more. He ascends to heaven and sits on the throne of God. Why? So that he might give us his own unending life. It's the greatest rags-to-riches story the world has ever seen. And we know the God. We're not talking about the exaltation of a stranger. This is our Jesus. There's hope for us because Jesus, our brother, is on heaven's throne. But how did he get there? Jesus was taken up into heaven. His body, right before the disciples' eyes, as Elijah saw Elijah swept up by a chariot of fire, so the disciples saw Jesus ascend as a man. There's nothing imaginary, pretend, or ghostly about it. First, Jesus went up, then a cloud hid him from sight, and they saw him no more. But don't be confused. Don't confuse what he did with the latest that NASA lift off. He didn't propel up and away like a rocket ship into infinity and beyond. He didn't drift off into the sky like a lost balloon, becoming smaller and smaller until it can't be seen from Earth. His ascension wasn't like that. He didn't go to some distant place in the galaxy or a far corner of the universe. Instead, Jesus entered a cloud, and there he became invisible to his disciples. The cloud isn't an interesting detail about weather. Rather, it was in a pillar of cloud that the Lord himself brought Israel out of Egypt and led them through the wilderness to the promised land. The cloud was a visible sign of God's presence among his people. Later, when the tabernacle was completed, the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled it. Jesus was taken up into that cloud. He entered as a human being into the glory of the Lord, the divine majesty, so that he now fills both heaven and earth. went beyond the universe, no longer subject to the limits of space, and he stepped outside of time into eternity. Jesus, our brother, is now always and everywhere. That is why the Ascension was and still is the furthest thing from the going away party for Jesus. There's no farewell, no tearful goodbye. Instead, his last words are, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Afterwards, the disciples returned to Jerusalem with great joy. They weren't being left alone. Jesus is forever with his church. He ascended for that purpose, that he might be with his church in all time and in all places, from the first century Judea to the 21st century Westminster. He ascended so that he might be there to be here today with you, so that he might serve you with his gifts, with his forgiveness and eternal life. Though we cannot see him, he is really present in this place. And because he is here, there is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. When Jesus was taken up into heaven, he was in the act of blessing his disciples. His hands were raised up, his arms were stretched out like a roof over his people, or like a hen shielding her chicks with her wings. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. The time since his ascension has been one long, continuous benediction, a never-ending blessing. His posture towards you hasn't changed. He still blesses you and keeps you. His face still shines on you. He still looks at you with his favor, holds his arms above you, and gives you peace. And so it is in the church until he comes, when every eye will see him, every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess that he is the Lord of all. Jesus ascended and sat down at the right hand of God. We confess this in the present tense. He sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. This isn't a physical location. It's not as if Jesus had a permanent address somewhere in heaven. It refers to the throne and power of God. He is seated upon the cherubim. Our Lord's seat proclaims that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to him. Jesus is co-regent, joint ruler with the Father. Alleluia, for the Lord our God, Almighty reigns. He is truly Christ the King, far above all rule and authority and power, dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And all things are under his feet. And he has given, as head, over all things to the church. And yet, this is the wonder of it all. Jesus is still our brother according to the flesh. It's not every day that you hear about a man sitting on heaven's throne, much less a member of your own family. So we haven't been left to fend for ourselves. We aren't fighting alone here below, trying to make our own way in the fight against the world, the devil, and sinful flesh. Instead, we have an ally, an advocate, a defender on heaven's throne. The High King of Heaven has sympathy for us. He has experienced what we are going through. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Because we don't have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, we can, with confidence, draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and grace to help in the time of need. As one who learned obedience through what he suffered, he can deal gently with the ignorant and the wayward. In Jesus, you've got a friend on the throne, and he set up a direct line for you. When we pray in his name, we can be certain that our prayers are heard and that the Lord will answer in the way that is best for us. Mark tells us that following Jesus' ascension to the right hand of the Father, The disciples went out and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by accompanying signs. Clearly, the Lord remains at work in and through the words and deeds of the apostles. He is not distant and dead. He is alive and active. Jesus speaks in all their preaching and teaching, telling of his own death and resurrection. Jesus does the washing of regeneration, the renewal through the Holy Spirit and holy baptism. Jesus breaks the bread in his church and distributes it as his own body and blood. He hears and responds to the prayers of his people. In his name and by his authority, sins are forgiven. Demons are driven off, and life and salvation are granted. He ascended on high to give gifts to mankind, to us, through the word and sacrament. He has poured out the Spirit on his church. We know neither the day nor the hour of his return, but we do know this: now is the favorable time. Now is the day of salvation. However long it takes, it's for our benefit and for the benefit of other lost sinners. Jesus ascended not just for himself. He ascended in order to make us partakers of his divine life. His ascension reveals your future. You are not defined by your past, by your birth, life, sin, shame, or death, but by the life he gives you and has for you. Our brother has gone before us. He has prepared the way. We will be taken up with him. Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. For now we wait, rejoicing that Jesus is present in our midst, and longing for him to be unveiled before our eyes. Our brother's kingdom shall have no end, and he shall reign forever and ever. Now the peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Sacrifice, and call on the name of the Lord.
O Lord, have mercy, for I love you.
Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. O Lord, since your Son has gone up with a shout and the sound of the trumpet, ascending in triumph and being seated at your right hand, so open our lips to sing praises to our King. Lead us to rejoice and live in the truth of his victory for us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, your Son has commanded us to go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Bless the proclamation of your church, that we may believe, be baptized, and be saved. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful God, preserve our holy church here and scattered throughout the world. Give steadfast faith to all Christians by the preaching of your word and through the holy sacraments. Send laborers into the harvest. Enliven the love of your saints to bear one another's burdens and to show mercy toward those outside of the church. Quicken us in the hope of eternal life through Christ Jesus. Lord, in your mercy, Father of glory, we praise your only begotten Son. You raised your only begotten Son from the dead and established him at your right hand so that we might be part of your household forever. Bless our homes as we wait for our day of resurrection. Be the companion and consolation of those who live in solitude. Strengthen husbands and wives so that their love exemplifies the love between Christ and his church. And bless parents and children as they gather around your word. Your help to all expectant mothers and their unborn children, including Stephanie Miller, Kristen Gregory, Kristen Hannon, Melinda Bergeron, Allie Moore, Shayla Moore, and Alyssa. And protect all babies in danger of abortion. Watch over our parsonage construction. Protect the workers and bless this space for our congregation, our current and future pastors, and their families. Lord, your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Eternal Lord, your Son will shatter kings and kings, executes judgment on the nations. Keep our leaders from acting in ways that will earn them his wrath. Bless them with wisdom to govern us according to your righteous ways. Lord, your mercy. Heavenly Father, in the face of evil, we cry out to you for comfort, shelter, and protection. In grace and mercy, and the communities of Buffalo and Uvalde, and all who are frightened, especially the victims, families, survivors and witnesses, those in authority, first responders, and those who provide spiritual and mental care. Grant that our hearts may be so fixed with steadfast faith in our Savior that we may not fear the power of any adversaries. Lord, in your mercy. Compassionate Lord, as believers in you, in your Son's name, we call on you to deliver Mary Lou and Stan Thompson, Don Chalabot, Betty Ansick, John Erickson, Nancy Kangas, Diane Albert, Marilyn Marceau, Linda Bergeron, Ann Blaze, Dan Blaze, Heather Connell, Matt DeBara, Lois Doskosil, Kay Emmerich, Bobby Joe Ewing, Karina Faw, Jackie Gordon, Randy Hunter, and all who suffer in our midst from sickness of body and mind and every other power of the enemy. Sustain Karen Hamill, Janet Lippe, Rick Silvestro, Andrea Wetmore, and all who are homebound. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, Heavenly Father, we gratefully remember the suffering and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Rejoicing in his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us, for to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
spirit of truth, who have promised from the Father, may you live and reign with them, and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.